So, I'm here in Glore Foyer, and we're following the first gathering of the Clare Poets at the venue, and I'm here with today's chairman, who is Patrick Stack. Patrick, can you tell us a little something about the group, the Clare Poets? Who are they, and what brings them together?
Hi, Cathy. The Clare Poets, Clare Three-Legged Stool Poets, which is a bit of a mouthful, has been going since 2003, I think, and I joined in 2007. It's open to anybody who's interested in poetry in Clare, who's based in Clare, living in Clare. You don't have to be from Clare. All you need to be, really, to be part of the group is to be trying to write. So we have all sorts of poets in the group, from balladeers right up to the ones who really fancy themselves as academically excellent poets. No names mentioned.
Okay.
And the idea behind the readings is in Glore, on a monthly basis, is there are two reasons for that. The first one is to get the members of the group used to reading in public, because it can be quite a daunting prospect standing up and reading your own stuff in front of strangers or colleagues. But you know, that's why we do it, to get the training in, and we improve gradually as readers by doing it on a regular basis. And the second reason then is to give other people a chance to exposure to our work.
Okay. So you had a really good crowd here today.
Tell us
something about you. I really enjoyed Mike Dowes, who is your guest poet today. And then you had another guest from Holland. So how did those associations, the network of poets, set that up?
Well, Mike is a relatively new member of our group. He's been living in Ennis for the last 18 months, I think. And he's a real lover and a connoisseur of poetry.
That was good.
It's obvious when you start talking to him about poetry, he really knows his stuff.
Sure did.
The first thing he does when he moves to a new place is to seek out if there's any poetry group. And of course, he found us on the web, and he came to our reading, one of our readings this time last year, or maybe, I'm not sure exactly when. In any case, our readings, we have a guest poet once a month at our monthly reading in Glore, and we try and, up to last year, we were bringing people in from outside.
Yes.
But we felt, the committee felt, for this season and from now on, we should give ourselves more of a chance. So we tend to have members of the group reading as guests.
I see.
And we'll have the odd person coming in from outside.
Okay.
Regarding the Dutch poet, is Frank Golden, who's a member of our group, is involved with the International Poetry Group, and they were having a launch of this book based on the European Union countries. It was a combination of by a Dutch artist, paintings of the countries involved, and poetry then. Some of the poets got together and they wrote poems as a reaction to the paintings. So they're having a launch in Ennis Diamond this evening at 4:30. So when Frank happened to mention that we were having a reading today, the Dutch poet said, "Oh, I'd love to come.
That's
come?"
Great. Yeah.
So he came and he read for 9 or 10 of his poems in Dutch and English.
Yeah, so it's quite a cosmopolitan gathering with all
yes.
the different voices. So last year was a really exciting year for the Clare Poets, in that you had the initiative with the local Clare Champion publishing
yes.
the poems, which wonderful to be able to read them in your local newspaper. What's in the pipeline now for this year? What are your aspirations for this year? To continue?
As a group, to continue, we have the weekly poem. On most weeks, the poem is in there. So we hope to get. We're beginning to get unsolicited poems submissions for the Champion from people around the county, and that's good. There is a panel, obviously, that looks at the poems and discusses. The poem has to be have a certain standard to go into the Champion.
I see.
But that shouldn't put anybody off.
And I gather you're launching your own collection shortly.
Yeah, I'm busily working on my own, doing the layout for my own collection, and I'll be my first collection. It's about time I got a collection together. So
what date? That's going to be the April meeting.
It's going to be the April. Yeah,
okay.
It's on our website anyway.
That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, so wish you well with that, Patrick, and thank you very
Patrick.
Much. A wonderful.